If you are looking for a fast and effective way to grow your wellness business without spending any money, then this podcast episode is for you. Hi, welcome to Marketing Your Wellness Business Podcast, where we talk about everything marketing, lead generation, sales, websites, developments for your wellness business. So if this is your first time here, basically, we talk about everything related to marketing for health and wellness business. So if you are a fitness trainer, if you are a nutritionist, if you are a hormone specialist person, we talk about everything that you can use to grow your business. Today we are going to be talking about a fast, free and effective way to build your wellness business that most people don't think about. So everybody's looking for a way to grow their business, right? At every point in time, you are looking for, how do I get more customers? How do I make more money? How do I scale up this business? Now, depending on your context, if you're in a one-man shop or if you're a one-man operation, you might not want to scale up to the level where you can't handle it. But regardless, the goal is to grow your business based on your own certain constraints, whatever that constraint is for you. But if you think about it deeply, all business growth basically occurs through people, right? A customer is a person. Someone that refers you is a person, a vendor is a person. Everything related to growth occurs through people. And at its core, if you want to grow your business, you just need to get in front of your ideal audience and you start making sales without even being able to sell that well. If you get in front of your ideal audience, you'll make sales. It's as simple as that. So let's say, for instance, you had a restaurant. You just need the right type of customer to come through the door and you will make sales. Now, the type of customer that is coming through the door can now be dependent on what type of restaurant you run, the type of food you serve, the kind of appeal you are trying to go for, and all of that. But let's assume you have a very posh kind of restaurant. So the right type of customer for you might be a high-end or high-class executive type of customer. And they need to be in the right state of mind. Now, that right state of mind, one, is they need to be hungry. And two, they need to be rich. They need to have money. So if they have those two things combined, they are your right audience. And if you get in front of them, you'll make more sales. So it's pretty easy. But the problem now becomes, how do I get in front of the right people to grow my business? Remember, we're talking about a fast, free, and effective way to build your wellness business. Now it boils down to, how do you get in front of the right audience or the right people that would want to purchase your product? So there are several ways to do this, but the four most common ways are using ads, social media, commercials, or creating content. Now the problem with all of this is it's either slow or expensive. So running ads, pretty expensive. Using social media is slow. You're investing time over a good period, right? Commercials, very expensive. Creating content, also slow, right? However, we need something that can get you results faster and in a quicker manner, and it's also very effective. You rarely see any fast, cheap, and effective anything in business. Right, yeah, rarely ever in the same sentence. Usually, if something is fast, it's not effective, right? Or if it is cheap, then it will be slow or not effective. So usually, there's that balance between cost, time, and effectiveness. However, there's a way for you to grow your business for free, and you can do it very quickly without having to spend any money. And this is something called near relationships. That is NEER, relationship. And it's actually an acronym. It stands for Naturally Existing Economic Relationships. So I've actually forgotten the guy I learned this from, but he had a very, very beautiful presentation on it that I watched a while back. But basically what it means is that you want to look for people in your industry who already have an existing relationship with your business, and that relationship is economic in nature. So basically, which other business in your industry has a connection to you such that your success contributes to their success? Right. So if you succeed, they also succeed. Are there any businesses in that space or that have that kind of peculiar connection to you that you can speak to? So what you can do to kind of think about this relationship is, what does your client or your customer, what do they do or what do they buy before they can use your products? And what do they do or what do they buy? What do they pay for after they use your product or service? So a good example is something I once did myself. Before Icon Media was strictly for health and wellness businesses, I tried to team up with delivery package companies. So when e-commerce businesses sell their product, let's say you sell a skincare product, there's obviously some packaging that comes with it. So I tried to team up with packaging companies to promote me to their lists, so to their email list. Now, the logic behind it is, if they promote me and I help their customers make more sales, they would also sell more packaging as a result. So there's that economic relationship that already exists there. If I succeed, they succeed. So it's a no-brainer for them to promote me to help their audience sell more so that they can also sell more of their packaging, right? So my success contributes to their own success. So that's kind of how it works. I hope that makes a lot of sense now. So that's NEER, naturally existing economic relationships. But now let me bring it to an example you might be more familiar with. Let's say a nutrition coach. If you do nutrition coaching or meal planning, meal prep kind of services for clients, you can partner with a company that sells whole food or does whole food delivery. It might even be a local farmer in the area or someone like that. That when they promote you to their clients or to their audience, whatever that is, and you help them plan their nutrition better and give them a daily regimen of this is what to eat day after day after day, they are now more likely, or they are going to buy more of those whole foods from the vendor because now they need it to supply their nutrition plan. So when you succeed, the vendor succeeds. So I hope that kind of makes a lot of sense. Another example, if you're a fertility coach, you can approach a company that sells clothing for pregnant women. So pregnant women usually buy maybe gowns or new bras and things like that. So you can partner with those companies to promote you to their list. So if they promote you and you help the women on their list get pregnant, then those women would in turn buy more clothes or apparels from them because that is what they sell. So the more successful you become, the more successful the company becomes. And that is what this whole ideology rests upon, the naturally existing economic relationship. There needs to be an existing relationship, but not just any relationship. It needs to be economic. That way, they can see the value in promoting you. And the best part is you don't have to pay anything upfront. You actually don't even have to pay anything at all. If you can explain that promoting you would help them grow their own business, you don't need to pay any money to them because you're actually helping them to get customers. You're helping them to get more clients for their business. So there's no need for you to pay them. It's like offering them a service for free, essentially. So in many cases, you can get this kind of deal set up for absolutely no cost, and it's fast and it's effective. So this is a very little known way to grow your business in a fast, effective manner. So what I want you to do is take out one day today. Immediately after you finish listening to this podcast, don't waste time, don't wait till tomorrow. Just take out an hour. Think about all the businesses connected to your own. So maybe businesses that your customers use before they use yours, or businesses they use after they use yours. And think of all the tiny things. Maybe what they use to clean their hands, maybe the soap they wash, or the brand of tissue they buy, whatever. Think of all the tiny things and come up with a list of all of them that I can think of. Quantity is very, very important here. Quantity over quality. Once you have the quantity down, then you can now begin to streamline which one makes the most sense for you, maybe based on how large they are, based on how much value you can provide to them and all of that. Well, just rank it in like top 10, top 20, then start reaching out to those. So you probably get a bunch of businesses, maybe hundreds, 200s, rank it like top 10, top 20, and then reach out to them to either promote you or maybe do a collaboration together, and you are well on your way. So that brings us to the end of episode 7 of Marketing Your Wellness Business Podcast. If you love listening to this episode, then check out my free book called Your Email List Is Your Wife. It contains 15 unpopular rules to help you squeeze out the maximum profits from your emails. So if you're interested, go to iconmedia.net. That is iconmedia.net. Sign up for my email list. Once you sign up, you'll be sent my free book, Your Email List Is Your Wife, and to show you how to get maximum profits from your email list. All right, iconmedia.net. Go there now. Have a nice day.